Welcome to the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast with co-founders and hosts, Tracy Callahan and Deborah Doak. Each week, we tackle another tough topic to help professional divorce coaches maximize client impact and cultivate thriving practices. We also want to spread the word about the expertise and value that certified divorce coaches bring to the table. At DCA, we are committed to ongoing learning and we value generosity among divorce coaching professionals. We believe that when one succeeds, we all succeed. Welcome back to Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. My name is Tracy and I'm here with Deborah. And today we are talking about one of our favorite subjects. Is your divorce story clouding your vision, right? Coaching from your scar, not your wound. It's awesome, right? One of the things, Deb, we see a lot in this professional practice of divorce coaching is that individuals are attracted to the field of divorce coaching from their own experiences, right? Whether they had a successful or unsuccessful divorce process and thinking back and wow, what a difference they would have made if they were working with a divorce coach. Would they have made better decisions, different decisions, right? So there's that inspiration that happens from individuals who bring to their professional practice their own story. But what happens when that story clouds their ability to be an efficient and effective coach for other people's stories?
Yes. And I think some of it can start at the beginning, right? When people are going through their training program at the same time they are going through their divorce, it can start with the fact that what they're learning is being filtered.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
So what I'm learning and the way I'm learning it is getting filtered through an experience.
Yeah.
Or my emotional state on the given day, right? Did I just get served a big discovery request and now I'm mad?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not in the same space. And so I'm learning, first of all, differently.
Yeah.
When I'm learning the initial training, I experience that when I am an instructor or teaching. You and I both do that the stories come up.
A lot.
And a lot.
And to the point almost where it becomes no longer an educational format, a place of learning, it turns into almost a support group. And there are places for support groups, and then there's places for learning. And I use this analogy a lot because I think it's a little more stark in its approach. How would an individual who wants to be a substance abuse counselor, learning to be a substance abuse counselor and being trained as a substance abuse counselor while still using substances, drugs or alcohol, right? So how can that substance abuse counselor now be supporting other people in not using drugs when they're using drugs? And I don't mean to equivocate divorce to drugs, right? But there are a lot of underlying emotional issues involved in the divorce process. And for those individuals who are going out to become divorce coaches who have their own unresolved stories, their own unresolved feelings about their process, their own unresolved issues in terms of how they are managing their relationship with their ex or engaging in difficult co-parenting. It is really hard, really, really hard to support that sense of neutrality in the work that we do, they're doing with their clients because their vision is clouded. It really is.
It really is. It makes it difficult to do two things, right? One, remain neutral. And two, to envision that their client could have a different experience, even though the circumstances seem similar.
Yep.
Right? So the circumstances seem similar. My ex did that. Okay. So the circumstances look similar, but could your client respond differently?
Yes.
And so it's hard to envision that.
Yeah. Right?
If I'm still feeling all the feels.
100%. Because those feels impact, right? Impact the questions mm-hmm. you ask your client. And almost
absolutely.
This is when we see sort of that diversion from it's the client's process to then more of a directive process. Well, this happened to me and therefore, right? Individuals, I hear divorce coaches who did not have successful experiences in mediation. Don't do mediation. It won't work for you. It won't work for that client because it didn't work for you. Or is it that the client is deciding that maybe mediation is not the best process for them? Right. So not only is it underpinning from an emotional standpoint, it also then can move into a directive process where you're, as the coach, which we're not supposed to be doing, telling the client what to do based upon their own experiences.
Correct. For instance, I had a miserable mediation experience. I'm the biggest ADR fan out there. Right.
Yep.
Because I see the possibility. And I was able to reflect back and say, no one prepared me for mediation. What if I had been prepared? I think it would have been successful.
Yeah.
I think it could have been different. Right. And that's the space we need to create. Mm-hmm. So that we can work effectively with clients when we've had our own experiences. We need to be able to create that space that we call the difference between the wound and the scar.
Yeah.
Create that space for healing so we can look back and say, right, one of the things I am famous for when I'm teaching on high conflict divorce is to say, hi, welcome to class. If you have been through or are currently experiencing a high conflict divorce, I don't care and I don't want to hear about it because we're here to learn how to support clients. Now, that might sound really rude, but I try to reinforce we're here to learn how to work with clients.
Yeah.
Right? Reinforcing this idea that we need to create the space to say, I said, the only thing I will hear about is if you can say, this is what I learned from my own experience that I can take into my work with clients.
Right. And I think, to echo that, I do think the experience, that personal experience, can be powerful in a really positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just how, where people are in their process and to be honest with themselves.
Yes.
Right. And I think that's a hard thing to do. Right. But that's the challenge I'm asking for all of those individuals. Again, I think the passion behind seeing how a divorce could have been different, your own divorce could have been different, is what led you to pursue a career in divorce coaching. But to be honest with you, in terms of how is that playing out for you? How can you channel that from something to be a strength that supports the work that you're doing with your clients by honoring your clients' experiences, not comparing them to yours, understanding how impactful being a supportive person is without being directive in terms of telling or advising a client to do something, right? So I think that it is a huge, it can be an asset, but it takes that level of transparency, self-reflection on the coach's part to be able to say, okay, how is this showing up for me? How is it showing up in my own life? How is it showing up for the work that I'm doing with my clients? Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes tough.
It's tough. It is really tough. I think it's tough for any, let me back up. Divorce coaching is hard to begin with. Right?
Heavy work.
If you haven't been divorced, if you had the most amicable divorce ever and you hugged and kissed on the court step, you know, courthouse steps, and don't have that baggage, divorce coaching is still hard, heavy stuff. We get triggered. We carry big bags and heavy backpacks for our clients. It's heavy enough. If you are bringing in your own, right, emotional baggage to the session, number one, you're making your own job harder. Right? You're making your own job harder. And then you're not being able to stay neutral and help your client. I always tell the new coaches I'm mentoring, it is your client's right to stand on the train track and get run over if they want to.
Yeah.
It is only your job to help them understand maybe what the train schedule is.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Or where they might find the train schedule.
Yeah.
And if they say, I understand it's coming at 10:27 and I want to stand here anyway.
Right.
You say, bless you. And after you get out of the hospital, why don't you give me a call? Because I'll still be here for you.
Absolutely. Yep. That our job is to help our clients explore their decision-making process.
Right.
But then that's it. Ultimately,
yeah. It is not to go grab them off the train track and drag them to safety. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It is, we've talked this through. And so you understand now the implications of this decision are if you're standing there at 10:27, the train's going to come by. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, cool.
Right. But if you're clouded by your story and you feel that you need to save this.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't.
Right. No, you have to do this. You should. And that goes back to our curse words, right?
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to our episode, Curse Words and Coaching, go back and listen to that. But that's where we have a tendency. It's not. That's when we're off air. But that's when we can have that urge, that temptation to jump in and say, well, I think you should get off the train track and get in the car with me. I believe, right? I think you should do this.
Right. Or you have directed. You have to get off.
I have heard that. You have to. You have to file this motion. You have to do the thing.
Right.
I've heard that. And that
you have to hire a forensic accountant. You have to. Oh,
right.
Big.
The fact is they don't have to at all. They could choose to walk away with $0 and give full custody of their kids to their spouse.
Yep.
That is their option. If they want to do that, they want to stand on the train track and get run over. They can. Your job is to help them explore.
Yep.
And it's hard if you've got your own experience and you have regrets. I think that's sometimes what I hear is regrets of I got caught or got a bad outcome because I didn't take these steps early enough or I didn't do that. And so that's what they want to try to do is help this client get in front of the mistakes that they made that created potentially a bad outcome for them. And that's in the right place. Right. That's coming from a place of empathy and compassion. And we appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can get there through powerful questioning.
Yeah.
And being curious.
And being curious as to your client. You know, we talk about this, right? Divorces are like snowflakes. They might all seem similar, right? Because they're snowflakes. But they're all very intricate and individual to the client. And when we try to overlay our own unique snowflake to somebody else's snowflake, it's not going to match up. None of them are going to match up, right? So how do you, as the coach, take that experience, that personal experience, right? And be able to use it as a superpower than kryptonite, right? How is it that you heal that wound, right? and have tested out the healing of that wound, because that wound is going to get poked, right? It is. It is at some point, it's just realistic. And I think, Deb, you shared this, right? So again, we often talk about how Deb and I practice very differently and have different practices. We come from very different backgrounds. I am not divorced. I have no personal experience with divorce. I do not come from a family of divorce. My parents aren't divorced. My siblings aren't divorced. Right? No divorce.
Right.
Right?
No divorce.
No divorce. So how is it that then you can, right, transition that process? Because even when I'm not divorced, I'm triggered, right? As Deborah had said, heavy work. Right. So I have no personal experience with divorce, but I have a lot of personal experience with conflict, right? And being a conflict professional, I've spent a great deal of time trying to identify how my own experience, my own correlation to conflict and how I show up in my conflict management style supports my strength in helping coaches become experts in conflict or work as a mediator in conflict, right? So it is that opportunity, right? For it to be an asset, not a deficit, but that takes awareness on the coach's part.
It absolutely does. You know, Tracy has one experience that she brings, which is not being divorced. I've been divorced twice. One super amicable, one not so much, and different circumstances for both. And it gives me a great pool, you know, to pull from of personal experiences. But I also have to be very cautious not to get triggered. And there are business decisions I make to create space in my calendar and things like that to make sure that I am showing up, being able to be present and neutral for my clients. So I know we don't have a bunch of time left. I guess what I want to kind of the last few minutes close with and talk about is someone's listening today, Tracy, and they say, you know what? I think this might be me. I think this is coming. This is actually resonating with me. And I think I might be the kind of person where I'm feeling this. I'm feeling that I put on my superhero cape. I'm trying to rush in and save my clients. It's my own divorce story is very present in the room with me when I'm meeting with clients. What are our suggestions? What would we suggest for them if they notice this is creeping into their coaching?
Yeah. Well, first, I'd love to just give the acknowledgement and celebrate the awareness, right? Because that's the first step, is that self-identification, that it is showing up. And that's okay, right? It's okay. Just like everything, it's okay. It's what are we going to do about it? So one of the things that I think is extremely impactful, again, is our case consultation group. Our case consultation group provides opportunities for coaches to come in and explore some of this and get the support from community and get the mentorship to be able to do the work that they might need to be doing on their outside and their own personal growth work of recovery and from their own divorce story. But then how can they also couple that on a similar pathway in continuing to develop as a coach in the work that they do? So I think there's two levels, right? That personal work, but then also that professional work and being supported in a process with other professionals to share those experiences and to support, again, moving that from a deficit to an asset.
To an asset. And I would say that we saw some shifts for a couple people in this past session of divorce conflict coach training, as we are working with coaches who are already certified to kind of specialize in helping clients manage conflict better. Yeah. As we're training them to work with coaches, they are identifying for themselves. This is a skill that I'm not 100 level at. As we all can always improve the way we manage conflict. But we were hearing some really important reflective statements saying, if I had had these skills in my own divorce, and they were implementing them in their own lives with their co-parent, with their children, with mm-hmm. other people. So mm-hmm. I think learning to manage conflict yeah. might be helpful if you're still embroiled in some of that, because sometimes it's that ongoing, maybe co-parenting relationship or post-decree issues that mm-hmm. are keeping that wound open and not allowing it to scab over.
Yeah.
And yeah. so anything we can do to help with conflict resolution skills.
For sure.
Too, and boundary work and all those things to help them get healing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we want everybody's wounds to heal, right?
Well, we want everybody's wounds to heal, and we want you to be successful. And that's kind of what we talk about all the time is, you know, we want you to stay in the game.
Absolutely.
We want you to stay here. We want you to be successful. We want all good things for everybody that has gone through all the hard work to get certified in divorce coaching. And so we really, really want to stay focused on helping all the coaches get what they need to stay focused on the client and not on their own story, right?
Yeah. And to not and to support that non-steeping, when you just said that, right? When we're talking about the wound and our practice, right? I think of automatically sepsis. So my background is originally before I was in alternative resolution, I was a hospital administrator. And all I think of is the sepsis, MRSA, right? Wound care.
Right.
When we talk about wound care, one of the biggest problems is if there's sepsis in that wound, it extends to the whole, could be a massive hospital issue, right? So it's similar in practice, right? In your own practice building, if that wound is open and it gets infected, it's that infection is going to expand beyond you mm-hmm. personally, but in the work that you do in your practice building. And success is absolutely what we want for every professional practicing divorce coach. We want you to stay in the field. We want you to continue to grow and support the advancement of the field. So this little conversation today is just really a tough one at times, because we do see it a lot. But the encouragement for you to have some self-reflection and to see how is it showing up. And we support the passion and your interest and how you got driven to this field, but being really aware of how it can help you, not cripple you in your work, is important.
It absolutely is. And if it's something, like we said, if it's something you're noticing, reach out to us. Send us an email, dca@divorcecoachesacademy. Either Tracy and I would love to chat with you to see how we can support you. We celebrate your awareness, and we want to find a way to help you sort through that, because your commitment to being the best coach you can be is what we're all about. All right. As always, we had a great time, and we'll be back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. We'll make it up, right? It's always something exciting. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for joining us for the Divorce Coaches Academy podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. It helps other divorce professionals find us and add to the conversation. And don't forget to follow us on social media to be the first to know when we add new classes and events. We'll be back next week with another topic to help you maximize client impact, create a thriving business, and promote the value of professional divorce coaching.